Last week, we discussed how Mars periodically exhibits retrograde motion, where the planet moves east to west relative to the background stars instead of its more typical west to east motion. Understanding why Mars undergoes this motion has been a challenge for hundreds of years. One of the first people to present a mathematical theory for the motions of the Sun, Moon, and planets was Claudius Ptolemy, who was thought to have lived from 85 to 165 AD. Ptolemy's motion of the planets was a sophisticated mathematical model to fit observational data, which included an explanation for retrograde motion of Mars. He suggested that the planets moved in relatively small circles called epicycles, and these epicycles then traveled in a larger circular orbit around the Earth. This small circular motion on top of a bigger circular motion physically produces an occasional backwards loop that would be seen as retrograde motion. An analogy for this motion is the old spirograph drawing game of the past. So Ptolemy thought the retrograde motion of Mars and all of the other planets was actual motion, but he provided no explanation for why it was moving like this, only that this is what it was. His theory of planetary motion for Mars and the other planets was not superseded for over a millennium until Nicholas Copernicus presented his sun-centered theory in 1543. While Copernicus was not a revolutionist, his theory was revolutionary and is considered one of the great products of the Renaissance. Next week, we will continue this astronomical tale of how the motion of Mars arguably sparked the origin of modern astronomy and science. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.